Retired Army Staff Sergeant David Bellavia received the Medal of Honor today. He's the Iraq War's first living veteran to receive the nation's highest military award. It's an upgrade of the Silver Star Bellavia earned fighting in Fallujah nearly 15 years ago. NPR's David Wellna has his story, and a warning, you'll hear the sound of gunfire.
The Medal of Honor has been awarded to five other Americans who also fought in the Iraq War, but only their surviving relatives attended those White House ceremonies. Today, David Bellavia's wife and three children were at the White House, and so was he. President Trump draped the medal around his neck.
Today is my privilege to award the highest military honor to an American soldier who demonstrated exceptional courage to protect his men and defend our nation.
Bellavia's Medal of Honor moment was actually recorded by Michael Ware, an Australian journalist who embedded with Bellavia's squad in Fallujah. The episode appears in Ware's documentary film, Only the Dead.
Someone had to go back in there. Someone had to kill them.
Yeah, I want to go in there and go after them.
It was Staff Sergeant Bellavia.
I want to go.
Bellavia and Ware then entered a darkened house where they knew insurgents were lurking.
Bellavia killed two of them in the hallway.
Speaking with reporters yesterday at the Pentagon, Bellavia said he'd earlier considered journalists, as he put it, 100% a nuisance and without any purpose on the battlefield. He said he was wrong about that.
Without men and women who do this job, America will never know what we do. It will go unremarked. Our families would never know. Our citizens would never know the sacrifice that goes on. I never saw that as a soldier. And as a civilian, I see it.
It was Bellavia's former company commander, Colonel Doug Walter, who pushed for his upgrade from Silver Star to Medal of Honor.
David saved his life and really saved the life almost of an entire squad.
Bellavia says he had nothing to do with the process of being upgraded and only found out about it 7 months ago in a phone call from Trump.
There was always rumors that it was going to, you know, I'll put you in for this, or we think maybe this could be that. But, you know, 15 years goes by and you move on with your life. You put the war behind you. You focus on your family. You focus on work. And, you know, my life was 100% perfect without a Valor Award of any type.
It's awkward, he says, being singled out for heroism when there was so much of it from his fellow soldiers, especially those who were killed.
I think about them every day. They gave up their tomorrows for us. And I think of that generation and the Iraq War, and I'm mighty proud to be a part of it.
Medal of Honor living recipient David Bellavia. David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.